بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when something is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then those things that are linked to that thing that is beloved also, they also become beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Medina Sharif, is also beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Makkah Sharif is also linked to the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Makkah Sharif is also beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is linked to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here we find that jihad is such a thing, that striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we explain in the beginning the different levels of jihad, the different types of jihad. And every type of jihad that you get, whether it's jihad bil lisan, jihad bil qalam, jihad against the nafs, jihad against the kuffar, this type of jihad is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those things that are linked to it, those things that are directly related to it, you'll find that they also have a link and attachment where there is praise for it. There is some type of benefit that is mentioned in the hadith, or where it is mentioned in the hadith specifically, then we should try and take advantage because of the link that it has to that item or that aspect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. عن سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثنتان لا تردان. As سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه he said that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that two things are not rejected, وقلما تردان, or two things are very rarely rejected. The first thing is الدعاء عند النداء وعند البأس حين يلحم بعضها بعضا. So these two things he is explaining now is dua at the time that azan is called out. When the azan is called out, at that time duas are not rejected. So when a person is hearing the azan being called out, apart from replying to the words of the azan, the muazzin is still saying the words, this person should make dua at that time. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that there are two things that are not rejected, two duas that are not rejected. One is dua at the time when the azan is being called out, and the other is at the time when people are fighting the enemy in battle. So at that time when the battle is raging, when people are fighting now, at that time du'as are not rejected. So imagine we got a chance 5 times a day to get our du'as answered. So that is one advantage of coming to the masjid early, is a person will get to hear the azan, he will be having an opportunity to make du'a at the time of the azan. And doesn't mean a person shouldn't be replying to the words of the azan, he can still reply to the words, but in between he still got a chance to make what du'a he wants from his heart. Here it is, from this hadith we learn that this is the time when du'as are answered. And Anas radiallahu anhu qal, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا غزا قال اللهم أنت عضدي ونصيري بك أحول وبك أسول وبك أقاتل. This hadith we learn the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a high level of humility he had. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go out in jihad, he would say, oh Allah, you are my support. Adudi actually means this part of the hand, the upper arm. This is known as adud in Arabic. So, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he's saying you are my upper arm, what it means, you are my support. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I can't do anything without you. I am in need of your help. So this is the expression Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, oh Allah, you are my helper, you are my support. Through you, through your help, do I move. Bika ahulu, through your help do I move. In other words, I can't even move without your help. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَبِكَ أَسُولُ, through your help do I advance against the enemy. وَبِكَ أُقَاتِلُ, and through your help do I fight. So in other words, I do everything, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with your help. Not showing person's own bahaduri, not showing his own braveness and showing his own might and own power, but O Allah, through you I do everything. And we did the other dua yesterday, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he would, even after defeating the enemy, and even after overcoming, again he would attribute every single thing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, never ever attributing it to himself. So this is something we should also learn, that we are so much in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every breath we take, every move we make, every thought that we do, everything that we are doing is with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should always tell ourselves that we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is bare niyaz. Allah is not in need of us. And Abi Musa radiallahu anhu, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kana idha khafa qawman, qala Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nuhurihim, wa na'udhu bika min shururihim. That Abu Musa radiallahu anhu narrates that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he feared any people, he feared any harm from any people, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make this dua. That, O Allah, we place you before them. Inna naj'aluka fi nuhurihim. It actually means, O Allah, we place you on their throats. We place you on their throats. What it means, O Allah, we place you before them. We are assigning you to them. O Allah, you take control of these people. And then the next part of the dua, وَنَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شُرُورِهِمْ. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we seek refuge in you from their evil. Whatever evil, whatever harm they can cause, O Allah Pak, we are asking you protection from their evil. Very powerful dua. Normally we read it in the morning also. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are placing you, we are assigning you upon their throats. We are assigning you over them. We are putting you in charge of them. We are not, O Allah Pak, we are not doing anything to them. We are putting you in charge of these people. وَنَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شُرُورِهِمْ. And we are seeking refuge in you from their evil. A very, very powerful dua to read at a time when a person is fearing harm from any enemy, any person that is fearing some type of harm. It's a very good dua to read. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, al-khaylu ma'qudun fi nawasiha al-khayr ila yawm al-qiyamah. We spoke about those things that are linked to that thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes. Here he's speaking about horses. Now horses, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that goodness will remain attached to the forelock of the horses until the day of Qiyamah. The forelock, the part upon the front part of the head, that forelock, goodness will remain attached upon the forelock of the horses until the day of Qiyamah. An Urwa al-Bariqi radiyallahu anhu, an Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, al-khaylu ma'qudun fi nawasiha al-khayr ila yawm al-Qiyamah. Hazrat Urwa al-Bariqi radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that goodness will remain attached to the forelocks of horses until the day of Qiyamah, the reward and booty. What is meant by this? Al-Ajru wal-Maghnam, that the reward and the booty. Ulama explain that what is meant by this. In Arabs, in the culture, often they would mention one part of the body but referring to the whole body. Or they would refer to one part of the animal but referring to the whole animal. So here one explanation is they're referring to the forelock, but that whole, there's goodness in that whole horse, not only in its forelock, there's goodness in the whole horse, because now this is the animal that is generally used to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in jihad, etc. Especially at that time, this was what was used, so it is khair in keeping this. The next explanation ulama give is the forelock mentioned specifically because when an animal is proceeding, this is the part that is in front. So it is moving, and as it is moving, the part that is in front is the forelock. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned this. In fact, there is many virtues of keeping horses and looking after them. Let's just do one hadith, one short hadith will explain this. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man ihtabasa farusan fi sabidillah إيمانا بالله وتصديقا بوعده فإن شعبه وريه وروثه وبوله في ميزانه يوم القيامة. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the one who keeps a horse in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to having faith in Allah, and believing affirmation of his promises, then what is the reward for this? It's food that the animal consumes, the food that it consumes, the water that it drinks, the dung that comes out of this animal, the urine that comes out of this animal will be on the scale of the day of Qiyamah in this person's favor. All that food that that animal ate, the dung, the urine, the water that it drank, everything will be weighed in this person's favor. So beloved, this is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one thing here we learn also, that in preparing for something that is good, there's also goodness in that. For example, a person is preparing for salah, there's also goodness. He shouldn't think that time is lost, that time I have to go to toilet, I have to make wuzu, I have to proceed to the masjid. All this time there is no goodness in that. In that also, because this is leading a person towards goodness, there is goodness in that preparation also. So a person shouldn't lack in the preparation. When it comes to salah, it deserves that level of respect, it deserves that level of preparation. well in advance, a person should prepare himself so that he can proceed towards salah. And he should also think that in this also there is reward, because my maqsad is actually to reach that salah and perform that salah to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like how that person's maqsad here was to keep that horse, to rear that horse, to look after that horse. On the day of Qiyamah, all that urine, that stool, that food, whatever he drank, everything will be weighed in that person's favor, because this also was a means to a person striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Pa give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.